We're going to read two poems from The Uncertainty Principle. The first is entitled Baffled. It was always in the evening. It was always after supper when my sister stood outside my room and leaning in so as not to touch my stuff, she'd whisper in her most complicit, lowered tone, "Mom's crying." There was worry with a warning in it. So we'd walk slowly by the kitchen, past my mother sobbing near the sink, arms crossed, still pretty in her 30s and the 60s, and she'd turn away. Behind her, somewhere rooted near the fridge or by the radio, my father, slowly with a certain emphasis, "I don't know what you want," he'd say. So I guess she didn't feel like telling him. Or if she did, she wouldn't, because he should have known. It's not so strange. But I could be his father now. And of an early summer in a backyard just like this, I could tell him, sad, baffled, silent man, I could say exactly what was wrong and what to do. I could. I almost could. The next poem is called Hat. I'm together with three friends smoking a bowl. And we're talking cars, then books, then bars, and Asian food, and formica tile, when I suddenly think, I don't have a clue. Still, I sit there. I look around, but I sit there because, well, what are we talking about? And because I know I'm missing something. In fact, I'm missing the whole point here. Not just tonight, but maybe I've missed the whole point of everything all along. I don't get it. Listen, I thought I might, but I don't. But I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying to relax, except nothing's what it seems, and nothing's wholly actual and true and real and right. But you know how it is. You know what I'm saying. This is why you have to love the hipster's use of like, not like meaning indicative of, as in looks like disaster, and not like meaning inclined to, as in he felt like taking off, but like meaning closely resembling, like meaning similar to, like as it's strewn through speech like magnesium and squash. Because as far as the real and the right now, here's what we've got. Approximate, nearly, somewhat, and almost, similar and resembling. And so I take off my hat to the beats. I do. Or it's like I do. It's like I take off my figurative hat. The hat with the feather and the phony jewel. The hat with the chin strap and curved bill. The hat with the button saying, peace. The patch saying, breathe.